I'm Del Walters in the WTOP newsroom, where we continue to monitor the developments as well. I am joined by WTOP's political analyst, J.J. Green, my colleague, Stephanie Gaines Bryant, by John Kiriakou, and by, actually, Mark Plotkin is our political analyst, which is...
J.J. got promoted because of the evening.
And John is smiling, but we're also, I want to take a moment right now, we want to bring in... let's see, Matt Small from the Associated Press is outside the White House. Matt, can you tell us exactly what's going on as well?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. And I want to be the first to say I'm all for JJ getting promoted. But driving up 20th Street, going on my way into work about 20 minutes ago through the George Washington University campus, I couldn't help but notice more students than I would expect to be out on a Monday morning in the streets. And they were all not paying attention to the streetlights, all heading what appeared to be eastbound in the crosswalks and just through the streets. And I noticed these groups of three and four, and one group as large of about a dozen. And I rolled down my window and said, are you all headed towards the White House? And they smiled and said yes and started cheering and kept going. Really, there's not much more to it than that, but it just really struck me that and I also, the one other thing that I noticed was everyone seemed to have their what appeared to be smartphones out. I noticed little lights coming from everybody's hand, and that clearly were their cell phones. So whether they were engaged in communicating with each other and coordinating on Twitter or Facebook or some other way, it was clear that the co-eds around town were very, very excited, all the college kids in the area, and headed that way.
Matt, if I can actually point this out, this has been an incredible turn of events in the news world over the past several months. We had the situation in the Middle East and Northern Africa. We had the situation in Japan. We now have this entire world that seems to be connected by cell phone, Facebook, laptop, and this spontaneous crowd that breaks out at the White House. How many cell phones did you see?
It wasn't so much of how many cell phones I see, it was how many cell phones I didn't see. Just about every single person I saw, pedestrian-wise, had some what appeared to be a cell phone gripped in their hand. And I noticed this because of an illuminating light coming from their hand. Now, mind you, again, I was driving in the dark, but that's what struck me. It wasn't so much that the amount of cell phones, it was just that it was everyone had one as they did the legs they were using to cross the street with.
You know, Del, interestingly enough, the students who were out there were children when 9/11 actually happened.
Exactly.
So that's been a part of their lives, all of their lives for the most part. Let's go to Christy King now, who is at the White House. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. Jubilation here.